Golf's Greatest Championship by Julian I. Grobert. The book is subtitled The 1960 U.S. Open. Dedication to Mom and Dad with Love. Golf may be a sophisticated game. At least it is usually played with the outward appearance of great dignity. It is nevertheless a game of considerable passion, either of the explosive type or that which burns inwardly and sears the soul. Robert Tyre Jones, Jr. Acknowledgements. The information in this book was obtained through face-to-face and phone interviews with the people named below and from the newspapers, magazines, and books listed in the bibliography, not included in this recording. Reporters from several dozen newspapers came to Denver's Cherry Hills Country Club to cover the 1960 U.S. Open. Those whose articles provided some of the book's details about the championships are listed in the bibliography alongside the newspapers they represented. Interviews with the following golfers contributed to this book and to my pleasure in writing it: Jerry Barber, Tommy Bolt, Jack Burke Jr., Billy Casper, Charles Cootey, Bruce Crampton, Bill Ezenicki, Dal Finsterwald, Jack Fleck, Doug Ford, Bob Golby, Fred Hawkins, Lionel Hebert, Howie Johnson, Gene Littler, Billy Maxwell, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Bob Rosberg, Paul Runyon, Doug Sanders, Charlie Sifford, Mike Suchak, Bob Verwey, and Claude Wright. Several officials and longtime members of Cherry Hills Country Club opened their doors and memories to me. Club manager Joe Vincent and members Dick Braun, Bill Hewitt, Bill and Gene Kindle, and Steve Knowlton. So did Babe Aranyo, who caddied for Mike Suchak at the 1960 Open, Ralph Moore, retired Denver Post reporter, and Dick Haskell,